Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed and honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. For once again, praise God, as always, we acknowledge that this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, I will rejoice and be glad in it. I come forth with joy and happiness in my heart, praise God, for God has once again blessed me with an opportunity to see that of another day, a reasonable portion of health, of good and great state of mind. I'm blessed with a wonderful wife, and amen, all of my provisions are met. God is good. I just thank God for the little things, this as well as the huge things as well. We come forth on today, praise God, as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We truly thank all those, praise God, who have sown seeds into our ministry here. Praise God. We choose if you have and don't have a church home and desire to sow your tithe into our ministry, feel free, praise God, to Shaw David 1968. That's SHAWDAVID 19. I'm sure you well know. We continue to have a radio program, continue to move forward. We help those that are in need. We're not on a large scale, but we come forth in twos and fews upon people who are in need in the name of Jesus. Through this pandemic time, we had to take precautions in many regards. But we thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your blessings, because as always, we come forth seeking the face of God first, not fearing evil or worrying about anything. We thank God for today. We thank God not to be murmuring. We thank God not to be complaining. But once again, we thank God for all of what it is he's allowing us, come on somebody, us to experience on today, because we've surrendered unto God. Amen. We've surrendered unto the Lord in the name of Jesus as we stand in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work for together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We know that God is good, and we stand forth on his word. And as we continue to move forward, we continue, praise God, to read the word of God. And before I go any further, as always, I want to give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Because God is and always will be on the throne. And we must give him that praise. We must give him that acknowledgement. We come forth like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. We come forth like Daniel. We come forth in the name of Jesus as we do give God praise three times a day, morning, noon, and night, lifting our hands in total adoration unto him. We got the opportunity to praise and worship him now, because if we can't do it here, how are we going to be able to do it in heaven? Think about that. If we can't worship God here on our own accord without any coercing or having to pay you or doing it for a show and just doing it in your quiet time, in your own prayer closet, as the word of God says, going into your prayer closet and ask him in secret, he will reward you openly. We know that in the name of Jesus, as we trust the Lord, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge him, he directs our path. As we have been reading, praise God, for rehab, as we've gone through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, now we're at Numbers chapter 19, we come forth with the word of God to continue with reading God's holy word. We trust his word as we've gone through Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus. We read about God's ordinances, about God's laws, about how God says we are to worship him with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. That we are not to have any other gods before him, but we are to seek him first. That means before we take that cigarette smoke or that cigarette break, before we sit out there and go do something and, you know, we don't have that covering or that protection. But this is that opportunity, praise God, where we can come forth to you on today trusting God, believing God, and just giving God all that praise. We know that God is true and he is real, and we continue to give him that worship on today. I also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. She keeps me grounded as well, and praise God through the support of the ministry and what it is that we do, because as you know, we have a ministry outside, within our home, actually, where we take care of a hospice. So praise God. We pray for strength and help, that you pray for us to continue to be able to move forward. But then we also want to just thank God. Thank God for those that are out there listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, even into the archives of the Blog Talk. Well, thank you for those that take the time out to come forth and hear God's holy word, because we are reading out of the New King James Version. That's the New King James Version. And that's merely a translation, praise God. We truly thank God in the name of Jesus for those that are out there showing commitment to us with, you know, continuing reading and continuing, praise God, to follow us. Those that are out there in Indonesia, praise God. We thank you for those that are out there in Germany, those that come forth out there. I see you out there. Amen. Amen. Where is that? Lithuania, we thank you for those that are continuing to pray for them and bless them and just trust that God will continue to bring forth that anointing. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we come before you on today, we come once again humbling ourselves before you to say thank you. Thank you, God, because you've allowed us to be here on today. We thank you, God, for giving us a reasonable portion of health. We thank you, God, for blessing us with a right state of mind. We thank you that we haven't lost our mind. We thank you that we haven't been looking on the ground for our sustenance where we have to beg, borrow, or steal, but you provide us with all of our needs. According to your richness and glory, so long as we continue putting you and placing you first. For all of what we do it as unto the Lord, and only in which you have that covering upon us to protect us from any hurt, harm, or danger. We pray for our mothers and our fathers. We pray for our husbands and our wives. We pray for our children. Pray for our grandkids. We thank you, Lord God, on today for being corona-free. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, and even for those that are in a moment of bereavement, of losing a loved one, we pray in agreement that, Lord God, you bring peace upon their heart. For you are the God, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and we thank you. We know that you are the God of healing, the God of, Father God, the God of healing. That God, we know you are the God of Jehovah Shalom, is the God of peace and the God of healing. We thank you for this being upon us, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings on today. We give you praise, glory, and honor as you visit the storehouses of those incarcerated in their jails and in the prisons. We pray for those in our drug treatment centers, Lord God, that are seeking your face. We pray for those that are abandoned and don't know which way to go. They're lost and they just need direction. We intercede on their behalf, asking that you forgive them. Ask that, Lord God, heal and direct them to a church that they read your word and get a relationship. And we give you praise, glory, all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, once again, we come forth and continuing with the word of God. And as always, we are going to take a break. And as we come, we're going to be reading out of the book of Numbers, chapter 19. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And so do I.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser,
hallelujah.
I'm better, much better,
hallelujah.
When I look back over all you brought me through.
Hallelujah, stronger, wiser, and better, so much better. Hallelujah. As we come forth out of the book of Numbers, chapter 19. Let us read. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring you a red heifer without blemish, in which there is no defect, and on which a yoke has never come. You shall give it Eleazar the priest, that he may take it outside the camp, and it shall be slaughtered before him. And Eleazar the priest shall take some of the blood with his finger and sprinkle some on its blood 7 times directly in front of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the heifer shall be burned in its sight, its hide, its flesh, its blood, and its offal shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast them into the midst of the fire, burning the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes. He shall bathe in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. The priest shall be unclean until evening, and the one who burns it shall wash his clothes in water, bathe in water, shall be unclean until evening. A man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and store them outside the camp in a clear store place, and they shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for the water of purification. It is far purified from sin. And the one who gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash clothes and be unclean until evening. It shall be a statute forever for the children of Israel and to the stranger who dwells among them. He who touches the dead body of anyone shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with the water on the third day and on the seventh day, then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third day and on the seventh day, he will not be clean. Whoever touches the body of anyone who has died and does not defile the tabernacle of the Lord, that person shall be cut off from Israel. He shall be unclean because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. His uncleanness is still on him. This is the law. When the man dies in the tent, all who comes into the tent and all who were in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which was no cover has fastened on it is unclean. Whoever in the open field touches one who is unclean is slain by a sword, or who has died, or a bone of a man, a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take some of the ashes of the heifer, but for purification from a sin, other any water, will shall one be put on them in a vessel. Unclean person shall take it and dip it in what the water sprinkled it on the tent, and all the vessels on the person who were there, on the one who touched the bone, the slain, the dead, or the grave. The clean person shall sprinkle the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day. And on the seventh day he shall purify himself, wash his clothes, and bathe in water. And at evening he shall be clean. But the man who is unclean and does not purify himself, that person shall be cut off from among the assembly, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of purification has not been sprinkled on him. He is unclean. It shall be the perpetual statute for them. He who sprinkles the water of purification shall wash his clothes, and he who touches the water of purification shall be unclean until evening. Whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the person who touches it shall be unclean until evening. Numbers chapter 20.
Then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came to the wilderness of Zin. In the first month of the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron, and the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, "If only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord, why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our animals should die here. Indeed, have you made us come up out of Egypt that to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the congregation of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock. Give drink to the congregation and their animals. So Moses took the rod before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and the animals drank. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you do not believe me to hollow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring his assembly into the land which I have given them. Thus was the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel contended with the Lord, and he was hallowed among them. Now Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Thus says, your brother Israel, you know all the hardships that has befallen us. Now our fathers went down to Egypt, and we dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians afflicted us and our fathers when we cried out to the Lord. He heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us up out of Egypt. Now, here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Please, let us pass through your country. We will not pass through fields or vineyards, nor will we drink water from wells. We will go along the water. We'll go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left until we have passed through your territory. Then Edom said to him, you shall not pass through, my lord, lest I come out against you with a sword. So the children of Israel said to him, who will go by the highway? And if I all my livestock drink any of your water, then I will pay for it. Let me only pass through on foot, nothing more. Then he said, you shall not pass through. So Edom came out against them with many men and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through the territory. So Israel turned away from him.
Children of Israel, the whole congregation journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the Mount Hor by the border of the land of Eden. Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar, his son. For Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and die there.
So Moses did just as the Lord commanded, and they went up to the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron died there on the mountain top. Then Moses and Eleazar went down from the mountain. Now when the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, all the house of Israel mourned for Aaron 30 days. Numbers chapter 21. The king of Arab and Canaan, right, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the lewd of Ephraim. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said,
if you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, that I will utterly destroy their city.
And the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of the place was called Hamor.
They journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Dead Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses.
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our souls load this worthless bread.
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they
bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on the pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, still shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a certain serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, the children of Israel moved on and camped at Oba. And they gathered from Oba and camped at Isaac Abram in the wilderness, which is east of Moab. Therefore, the sunrise. From thou, they moved and camped in the valley of Zord. From thou, they moved and camped on the other side of Arnon, which is on the wilderness that extends from the border of the Amorites. And Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Ammonites. Amorites there is said to be in the book of the wars of the Lord. Wahib in Shephar, the brooks of Zanon, and the slope of the brooks that reaches to the dwelling are and lies on the border of Moab. From there they went to Baal, which is in where the Lord said to Moses, "Gathered the people together, and I will give them water." By Israel sang this song: "Spring up, oh well, all of you sing to it. The well, the leaders sing, dug by the nation, noble by the lawgiver with their spade." And from the wilderness, they went to Minnetha. From Metana to Nehaliel, from Nehaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in this country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looks down on the wasteland. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into fields or vineyards. We will not drink water from wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory."
But Zion should not allow Israel to pass through his territory. So Zion gathered all his people together and went out against Israel in the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. Then Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Anan to Ammon. From the border of the people of Ammon was fired. So Israel took all this city and of the Ammonites in Heshbon and in all its villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and had taken all his land from his hand as far as the Arnon. Therefore, those who speak in Proverbs say, come to Heshbon, let it be, let the city of Sihon be repaired. For fire went out from Heshbon, and the fire from the city of Sihon, it consumed Ar of Moab, the lords of the heights of the Arnon. Oh, to you, Moab, you have perished of people of Chemosh. He has given his sons as fugitives and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, king of the Amorites. But we have shot at them. Heshbon has perished as far as Dibon. Then we laid waste as far as Nopha, which reaches to Media, Neba. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites. Then to spy out Jazer, and they took its villages and drove out the Amorites who were there. And they turned and went by the way of Bishon, and Og, king of Bishon, went out against them. He had all his people to battle at Edrea. Then the Lord said to Moses, do not fear him, for I have delivered him into your hand with all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did, king of the Amorites. Who dwelt in Heshbon. So they defeated him, his sons, and all his people until there were no survivors left him. And they took possession of his land. Numbers chapter 22. Then the children in Israel and plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now, Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. So Moab said to the elders of Midian, "No, this company will make up everything around us. I will not mix up the grass on the field." In Balak, the son of Zippor, king of the Moabites, at that time, then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Phetor, which is now the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, our people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are sitting next to me. Therefore, please come at once. Curse the people from me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with diviners' feet in their hand, and they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you. As the Lord speaks to me, so the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam." The God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Look, a people has come out of Egypt, and they cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overpower them and drive them out.'" And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go back to your land, for the Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you." The princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, "Balaam refused to come with us. See, princes, more numerous and more honorable than they." And said to him, "Thus says Balak, son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will certainly honor you greatly, for I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come curse these people for me. Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, my God, to do less or more. Now, therefore, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know that what the Lord will say to me. And God came to be in that night and said to him, if the man come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you that you shall do. So Balaam rose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. Then God's anger would arose because he went. And the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards, and with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, and she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right or the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? Balaam said to the donkey, because you have abused me, I wish thou were a sword in my hand, for now I should kill you. The donkey said to Balaam, am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I have become yours? To this day, was I ever disposed to do this to you? And he said, no. The Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you, because you and your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me, turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned beside me, surely I would also have killed you by now and let her live. And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back. Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, go to the men, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Now then, Balak heard that Balaam was coming. He went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the border of Arnon, the border of the territory. Balak said to Balaam, did I not earnestly send you calling by you? Why did you not come to me? I am not able to honor you. And Balaam said to Balak, look, I have come to you. Now, have I any power at all to say anything? The words that God puts in my mouth, that I must speak. So Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzza. Then Balak offered oxen and sheep, and he sent some of Balaam unto the princes who were with him. So it was the next day that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal, that from thou he might observe the extent of the people. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading on this evening, conclude on Numbers 22, chapter 22. We finish, start 23 on tomorrow. Pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We pray, O Lord, in Jesus' name, that the word returns back onto us and continues to be within us, and yet will not come back to you, boys, but goes out to accomplish what you said it would. We thank you for your word. We pray and thank you for your direction and commandment, your ordinance and your guide. We give you praise and glory and honor on today until we meet each other again on tomorrow, Lord. We thank you as we give you that praise, as we give you that glory, and as we give you that honor. Amen. Be blessed.